The move authorizes 5,000 new oil and gas wells to be drilled in protected sage-grouse habitat in northeastern Wyoming. Eric Mulver with the Western Watersheds Project says development levels in the agency's environmental review violate a 5% disturbance cap under Wyoming's federal sage-grouse plan for four of the five sage-grouse core areas. In Douglas, 30% of protected habitat could be disturbed.
It telegraphs an intention to sweep aside the sage-grouse protections that were adopted in 2015 to protect sage-grouse habitat from this very type of industrial development.
Critics see the BLM's decision as an 11th-hour attempt to lock in the Trump administration's energy dominance agenda for the next three decades. Mulver says the nation is already moving away from fossil fuel extraction and combustion in favor of less expensive renewable energy sources and believes the days of fossil fuel dominance is over.
Well, there's never been a shortage in Wyoming of politicians who want to throw environmental quality and wildlife under the bus for the sake of corporate profits. It's time for Wyoming to move on to more sustainable types of energy development and extraction.
Sage-grouse populations have continued to decline in Wyoming by more than 11% between 2019 and 2020, according to preliminary data released by the U.S. Forest Service. The 2020 LEC count of some 19,000 birds in Wyoming is less than half of the LEC count of more than 43,000 recorded just 4 years ago. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.